No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly during this holiday season. Smack dab in the middle of it. Give the gift of aviation. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And you'll change the person on your list. You'll change their life if you open them up to the possibility of becoming a pilot or just giving a discover flight and just give them that feeling of flying in through the clouds. And you know, that's a gift that sometimes we have to just be here to remind you that it's so obvious and easy to get one of those certificates from a local flight school or FBO or whatever. They're doing it all over. Just call them up, get a certificate, put it in the stock, and you're good to go, right? Okay, so there you go. We got some cool stuff to cover today. Captain Dennis has a little personal anecdote that is very holiday friendly, I'd say. And we're going to get into that a little later on. Also, oil, the oil in your engine of your plane, your, you know, 182, your 172, your Mooney 201.
Your Mooney 201.
That's right. We're going to cover a little bit of that. We came across a story from, I think it was AV Brief. Is that who carried that? I think it was from our friends from there. But anyway.
Might have been from AV Brief, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a little bit about that later on. But before we do, since it is the holidays, and everybody and their brother are traveling across the country, around the world for the holidays, and dealing with the airports and the struggle of typical travel, it's only appropriate to cover the latest airport news and information. Now, here's an interesting little statistic or table I came across that popped up on our radar this week. This is from booking.com for business. I didn't even know it existed, but they came up with a top 10 best business airports in the USA. And this list is kind of crazy to me because, you know, the headline was Miami comes in at number 3 is the best airport for business. And I was like, wait a minute. I live in Florida. I've been in Miami many and many times, and I would not necessarily think of that airport being the best airport for business. Now, we will go through their criteria, but I'm thinking I'm not alone here, Dennis. Did that kind of surprise you to see that?
Quite a bit.
Yeah. You wouldn't think that you just, when it comes to best airports in the country, that Miami would come in number 3. Not to knock them, but I guess I kind of am. You know, I don't know, but the criteria of how they came up with this, first off, let's run down the list. The number one best airport for business, according to booking.com for business, Atlanta. Okay. That's Delta's hub. That's a big ass airport. It's crazy. I don't know if I would agree with that or not, but it followed up by number 2, Seattle Tacoma. Big surprise once again to me. And then Miami, LAX, George Bush Intercontinental Houston, Dallas, after that is number 6, Newark, number 7, what? Number 8 is San Francisco, number 9, Chicago, well, I'd expect that a little bit lower on the list, and number 10, JFK. These are the top 10 airports for business in the USA. What is the criteria? How did you come up with this? This seems insane to me, because I don't know that I would put any of those airports in the top 10 just for the general population. Would you, Dennis, or am I alone here? What do you think?
If you're looking at it from a criteria of what amenities does it have for a business or access to businesses once you get there, then maybe I could see that. Mm-hmm. I mean, Miami, I'm not going to argue that there's a lot of businesses are headquartered in Miami. It's right. Close to a lot of three, four, five star hotels. But the airport itself kind of sucks.
Yeah, this
navigating it is a pain.
Insane.
I mean, you got moving walkways from hell, but they do also have a lot of connections. You want to go to the Caribbean, you want to go to South America, you're going out of Miami.
That's right. You may not have any choice. And that to me is where it kind of comes into play is like, yeah, you got to use those airports when you have no alternative. Does that make them better? I don't know. But here's the criteria. Direct routes, which is what you just were talking about. The number of lounges they have available at those airports. Okay, they're all big, massive. You got to walk for miles from one gate to another. And they have plenty of lounges if you have that access.
And as you know, you and I, we have our standards. We need to have our Sky Club.
That's right.
You know, having a choice of Sky Clubs is even better.
Do the Sky Club crawl there in Atlanta. Now, that is something fun. And I would probably put Atlanta in there. But, I mean, when they don't have that criteria as, like, the longest you have to walk. You know, it's like, I think all of these would be shot out of the top 10 if that was the case. But regardless, that's not one of the criteria they used to rank these airports for business. But lounges was one, the Skytrax airport rating. So, you know, those are a bunch of business travelers who just rate the airports overall, I guess. Cars available to rent. This is where Miami excelled. Almost 600 cars for rent, probably the highest on the entire list. It is, actually. So that makes sense, I guess. Three-star hotels within a mile of the airport. Miami excels with 10. Seattle had 16, which is the top of that list. Let's see. Driving distance to downtown, 22 minutes for Miami International. Okay. The others are anywhere from 20 to as long as 40 or 50 minutes. And then business travel score overall. So that's how they came up with this. Miami came in, once again, number three. Number one, Atlanta. Number two, Seattle-Tacoma. Number three, Miami. We have a tendency to go to Atlanta quite a bit because, you know, Dennis and I are Delta flyers quite a bit. When we can't fly GA, it's usually Delta just because we got their credit card and the whole thing. We've drank the Kool-Aid. But I wouldn't say Atlanta is one of my favorite airports to go through. I mean, I don't particularly, you know, like it because,
it's easy to navigate. It's got the trains, but it is so big. And it seems like whenever we go into Atlanta, you're coming in at one end of the terminal. And it's always at the end.
Right.
And you're leaving out of three terminals away on the opposite end to maximize the Delta Fitness program.
Right. Exactly. And God help you if you are, you know, your connection is tight. You got a long way to run, and you don't usually know until you get there. A lot of times, like, oh crap, it's literally, you know, 2 miles away, two trains. What, you know, I don't like that. That is not a plus. You know, I mean, I like the fact that they got plenty of Sky Clubs, which is definitely nice. But I would much prefer to travel through an airport that was a little smaller, had the, you know, basic stuff that you need to get by, Sky Club, a Starbucks, a few food places, semi, not dinky, but, you know, capable, right? Wouldn't you rather do that? And it was, an airport where you didn't have to walk 2 miles or you had to figure in another 30 minutes to get from one gate to another. That's the part that makes the travel strenuous and stressful, doesn't it? What do you think?
Absolutely. Throw a delay on top of that. And, all of a sudden it's game on.
Yeah. And the next thing you know, your holidays, you feel like a Scrooge because you're in a bad mood. So, and I don't think that's just a business traveler criteria. I think that applies to everybody. So that's why I think they missed a category here. And how they rated these for business travelers, because I'm not sure that is a category that business travelers would blow off either. I mean, because you feel the same way as I?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I want an airport a destination airport. I don't want to have to connect if I can. I want convenient access.
Yeah.
Makes plenty of rental cars. Yeah.
If I didn't have to
none of that.
Connect through Atlanta, would I? Oh, hell no. I would avoid it at all costs. Is that a knock to Atlanta? No, not directly, even though they may take it that way. But
I mean, you have an advantage in Orlando. You do have a lot of options because everybody seems to want to go see Mickey's Magic Money Pit.
Well, there's that.
But I am stuck in Fort Myers. It's like, unless I happen to get lucky and it's like nonstop to Minneapolis, it's Atlanta first.
Well, glad I'm not you. And we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lion Fish. Download all 5 audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.